Well, thank you, Austin. And so what I'd like to do today is talk a little bit about three topics. One is a little bit of background about what NHSN is, the National Healthcare Safety Network, just to give you an overview. And I'll go through that fairly quickly. I think some of you, probably most of you, familiar with it, but I wanted to give you a bit of background. And I want to talk a little bit about why we chose CDA for our automated electronic messaging solution, and then talk a little bit about some of the challenges that we faced implementing CDA, as well as some of the advantages. So I'll try and go through that. I'll try and do this as quickly as possible to leave some time in the end for questions I'm sure you'll have. So NHSN in a nutshell, it's a web-based system launched by CDC in 2005 for surveillance of healthcare-associated infections. It basically has three components: patient safety, healthcare personnel safety, and biovigilance. The biggest by far of the three is patient safety. Its users are healthcare facilities, prevention collaboratives, as well as state and federal agencies, and that's important because our stakeholders are not just, it's not just a surveillance system for public health. These are really, application is used by healthcare facilities, infection preventionists within hospitals. And so we have a sort of wide constituency, if you will. When it started out in 2005, it was a nice little boutique application of 300 largely teaching hospitals that were all volunteers, and we worked together very collaboratively. Due to both state and federal mandates, however, we have grown from 300 hospitals to right now about 4,600 hospitals. Virtually every hospital in the country is now reporting some data to NHSN. And I've underlined that as I'm the person in charge of the development of the application, so this is pretty much what keeps me up at night. This is just a schematic of the three components. I won't go through this. So on the left, you'll see the patient safety components. So the event modules, device-associated, procedure-associated, medication-associated, and so forth. We'll talk a little bit more about this in a minute, but I really wanted to get into some of the more technical details of how the system works and how we're using CDA. So right now, the way NHSN works, and this is just a schematic of the way an infection preventionist in a hospital would enter data. They would go to various electronic data sources and perhaps get printed reports from those. They would look at paper records, charts. They would do some processing, manual processing of that data within their own with their own knowledge base. Enter that into NHSN web interface, and then it goes into CDC. Pretty standard web-based interface surveillance system. Where we are right now is that we've been working with healthcare-associated infection vendors. These are vendors who provide software to hospitals for tracking internally HAIs, as well as some EHR vendors, to extract information from laboratory information systems, from ADT systems, from other places. That goes into the infection preventionist software, the infection control surveillance software internal to the hospital. We have worked with those vendors to implement CDA, and I'll talk a little bit more about how we did that in a minute. And then those CDA files are zipped together, and then uploaded manually into NHSN. And when I say that, what I'm really talking about is the zip file itself comes out of the infection control surveillance system. It's dropped onto a local workstation, and then you upload it like you would upload a picture to Flickr or something like that. Okay, it's a little crude, but it works, it's our first foray into the automated transfer of information. Where we want to get to, of course, is a automated transfer. Wherein electronic health record systems now are looking at some of their components, like LIMS systems, ADT systems, the HIS, the HAI software systems become a component of that EHR, and then all that information is aggregated together. CDA is created within that system and then sent via some mechanism, which we'd like to talk about in a minute, directly to NHSN. Currently, we're looking at the use of Direct, and I think many of you understand the relationship between Direct and FinMS. We, too, are struggling with trying to understand where the industry is going with this.
No, I don't understand the relationship between Direct.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. Well, you understand that there is a problem. Let's put it that way. I don't either, and so I would love to talk with any of you individually later about this. We are struggling to understand this as well. So I'd like to spend a minute and talk a little bit about how we have worked with our vendors. When NHSN was first created, the HAI vendors actually came to CDC to complain that NHSN was actually taking over their business. When states began to mandate the use of HAI reporting, these local software vendors realized that if a hospital was required to report using NHSN, why would they do it twice? Why would they use a local system and then report information into a national system at the same time? So the vendors actually came to CDC and said, we need a way to extract information out of our systems and send it to you. So at that point, what we did was we sat down with the vendors and said, great, let's figure out a way to do this. And from that sort of initial discussion came a determination that CDA would be the appropriate venue for sending this information across. And so we worked with the vendors to not only build the implementation guides, but to ensure that the data that we were asking for was electronically available. And this greatly simplified the entire process because we were working with the source of information from the very start. And I think the success we've shown is very much related to those initial efforts of working very, very closely with our vendors. This has since expanded from HAI vendor software into the realm of EHRs, and so we're starting to work with EHR vendors in a similar way, though they certainly didn't get on the ground floor the way the HAI vendors did. So we have committed resources to working with vendors. We have a small team of individuals who answers questions. We provide sample files. The implementation guides are available via HL7. We basically have a full-time job answering questions, helping vendors implement, having calls, working through them to make sure that the data is formatted correctly and that we can receive it appropriately and process it. Let me go back to this one slide because I want to talk a little bit about this gray area. One of the things that we found is that there are many, many business rules associated with how data is collected in a hospital. And one of the things that CDA does is sort of mask that a view into what's going on. We know that the data is formatted correctly. We know the relationships between the data are appropriate and correct. We know they're standardized because we can look at them, we can send them through test systems, but how the data is collected, there are many business rules. So one of the things that we have to do with our partners is to really talk with them about how that data should be collected, what are the rules associated with the collection of that data, what types of information might change in the near future so that they can start to implement that in their system. So there's a lot more than just talking about CDA to implement something like this. And that has largely been a gray area for us. I think one of the sort of more far-reaching efforts going on is to try and think of how we can push that information further and further upstream. One way to do that is through eMeasure, the ability to take the measures that we currently use for HAIs, put them in computable format so that they can be shared and then standardized, and so that we can ensure that the collection of the data as well as the formatting of the data is appropriate. A little bit about what we are currently getting. These are the types of HAI events that are currently being reported via CDA. Central line associated bloodstream infections, CAUTIs, catheter associated urinary tract infections, SSIs, multi-drug resistant organisms, et cetera, et cetera. We're looking to include dialysis events and antimicrobial resistance very soon. This is being driven by CMS requirements, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. Currently, though, we have about 466 hospitals, which is still a fairly small percentage of the roughly 4,600 hospitals that are reporting using CDA, and we've received roughly 50,000 CDA records to date. And this includes both numerators and denominators. So we have CDAs for both of those pieces of information. I'll briefly mention this. One of the areas most closely related to ELR is the reporting of C. difficile and MDRO, because these are both mostly laboratory identified, and so when you look at the relationships between the two and the data sets themselves, they're very, very close. Maybe the only piece of data that that we need for HAI reporting and is not in an ELR message would be something like facility location. Where in the hospital did this occur? Beyond that, I think we've done a sort of side-by-side analysis, and the data is very, very common. So this gives us an opportunity to think about building common infrastructures, and one of the things that we've looked at doing is to work with public health departments to how we might be able to leverage this to create both CDAs for MDRO reporting as well as lab ID, as well as ELR. So this is a question we get a lot. Why did we choose CDA and why not a 2.x system? Obviously, data is data, and you can squench it in anywhere. You know, we could put it into a common delimited file if we wanted to and send it. But we chose CDA, and I'd like to spend a little bit of time just talking about why we made that choice and why it's a good choice for us. Like case reporting, HAI events are an amalgam of data, so they're coming from various sources. It's not just a single event in a hospital, but it's really amalgam of admit, discharge, transfer messages, LIS systems, HAI vendor systems, barcode readers, all sorts of different things. All that information comes together in a report. So in situations like this, you want to know the relationships between the data that you're sending. Is this a that? Does this belong to that? And the only real way to do that is to rely on an information model. And as Austin mentioned earlier, CDA, even though it can wrap very, very non-specific things, is basically derived from a reference information model. I think many of you who know HL7 know about that. So, as it exists now, HAIs are required to be reported in over 26 states plus the District of Columbia. There is a law to report these data, and so the information itself needs to have certain qualities if it's going to be a legal document. So it needs to have persistence. When it gets to its location, it needs to be saved, in the case of the federal government, for 7 years. It needs to have stewardship. Somebody has to take ownership of that information, make sure that it's distributed properly and protected properly. It needs authentication, obviously. We need to know where it comes from and who sent it. We need to know the context of how it was sent. Was it sent in the context of reporting for CMS? Was it sent in the context of reporting by a state law? Is it voluntary? So there's a context associated with it. It needs to be whole. It needs to be a complete document, because it's a record of something that's legally required to be sent. And it needs to have readability. You need to be able to take that message or that document and be able to view it. And so for all these reasons, these are the various attributes of CDA. And so these are the requirements that we have for this reporting, and it seemed to be a perfect fit. And as Austin mentioned also, CDA is the lingua franca for EHR systems. So insofar as we were wanting to deal with and work with EHR systems, this seemed to be the most appropriate path to take. So some of the challenges associated with CDA. As I mentioned, there's a gray area that in the creation of CDA, in the creation of any message for that matter, it's not specific to CDA. How is the message formed? Where did the data come from? How is it collected? And so we continue to work on, as I said, pushing that information further and further up the supply chain, if you will, to try and understand better how that works and to be able to specify more completely how that information gets gathered and the rules associated with capturing it. A lot of these business rules have to be communicated to vendors, and that's a difficult process. They are, in effect, creating many NHSNs out there. Some of the data that's collected for HAIs are not necessarily what you'd find in a typical EHR system. There are observations, clinical observations, that wouldn't ordinarily be captured. So they are building screens, for instance, to capture some of this information. Well, there are business rules associated with those screens. So how do we work with our vendors to ensure that those business rules are applied appropriately? It's a challenge, and it's something we work on every day. Loss of agility, and this is one that I don't think we saw coming, actually. But when you start to implement, when you build an implementation guide, and you hand it to a set of vendors, and they spend 3 months or 6 weeks or whatever it is it takes them to build it into their application. And then they put it in with their next release, which is another 3 months off. And then the hospital takes another 6 months to a year to upgrade. All of a sudden you realize that any changes you make to your system are not going to propagate out for a good long while. We see a minimum of a year for any change that we make, that's any substantive change that we make, to get propagated out through our vendors to the actual implementation. And this is in stark contrast, of course, to NHSN, which is a single web-based system. So if we want to add a new field, our developers develop it, we implement it, and bingo, it's out there. Everybody's now everybody's entering a new field. So there's a tension that exists between web-based systems and science, because the science of HAIs is evolving very rapidly and it's changing. So there's changing protocols, there's changing data needs, so having CDA work within that milieu of change is very challenging. So summing up, CDC's National Healthcare Safety Network has emerged as the primary system for HAI reporting. Mandates at both state and federal levels. Our rapid expansion coincides with a national movement towards much greater use of electronic data. And to ease data burden and support expansion of use of EHRs, NHSN has focused resources to enabling vendor systems to report data via CDA to NHSN. So with that, I will turn it over to Rita.
Thank you.